This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Sudabe news stream. I'm MC2 Carrie Langerman. In 1990, George H.W. Bush approved a joint resolution designating November as Native American Heritage Month. During his most recent radio segment, CMC Raphael Barney, NSA Sudabe Command Master Chief, discussed the importance of this observance.
It's a month to celebrate the diverse cultures, traditions, and history, and military service of Native Americans and reflect on their contribution throughout history. The Navy is strongly committed to inclusion and diversity, and throughout the year we embrace all walks of life in our service and our big family, and 33 Medal of Honor recipients are Native Americans. You go back to the late 1800s to the most recent one, shipmate James E. Williams. He was a BM1. He was given the Medal of Honor in 1966.
The theme of this year's observance is tribal nations soaring to new heights. CMC Barney continued on to go over some of the history of this topic.
It goes back for more than 100 years. They had generations of Mohawk iron workers that shaped the skylines of all North American cities. These men built prominent landmarks, including buildings like the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building, the George Washington Bridge, the World Trade Center. Their tradition of ironworking began in the mid-1880s. They were hired as workers to build a bridge over the St. Lawrence River into Mohawk land. Quickly, they earned their reputation for being hard workers on high steel. It was in the 1960s when New York City announced plans for the World Trade Center. Hundreds of Mohawk men played a vital role in the construction. After the 9/11 attacks, descendants of the original ironworkers returned to the structure to aid in the rescue and cleanup at Ground Zero. Mohawk ironworkers then helped build the new Freedom Tower, which now known as One World Trade Center.
That's all for your AFN Sudabe news stream. For more news and information, check us out online at facebook.com/AFN107.3.